anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guy. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Doris podcast, and I am your host, Doris. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Something happened the other day on one of the social media accounts. A gentleman was debating the mask issue. It actually wasn't supposed to be a debate. It was just a comment he made. And it turned into a debate. And these people get really ugly. You know, right now in America, all over America, it's been mandated that you must wear a mask. If you're out in public, you must wear a mask, or you could be fined or jailed. Well, of course, before it was mandated like that, when it was optional, you would still have people that wore the mask, whether it was out of fear or just making people feel better that they were wearing it. Whatever the reason was, they would wear it. And then you had people that did not wear it, maybe because they said they had trouble breathing, or maybe they just didn't want to wear the mask. And what would happen is people would be so disgusted by those not wearing the mask that they would actually chase them out of stores. I mean, there's actual video of this happening. So now it's mandated, right? And now you have people in an uproar who feel like you're taking their constitutional right away. If you've ever studied the Constitution, they don't have a right to do that unless you're under martial law. And we are not under martial law, yet they are mandating it all over the U.S. So this guy says that made the comment, the guy that come back at him was telling him how, well, you don't care about people, you're selfish by you not wearing the mask, you don't know how many people you're going to kill. He's basically calling a guy a murderer. You could potentially kill people and be a murderer because you choose not to wear the mask. Well, the guy comes back and says, you go right ahead and you get in that boxcar. I knew right away what he was talking about because I'm in my 50s and we did study world history. Apparently, they're failing kids today. That the guy came back and said, well, what does that mean? And because the guy knew if he told him what it would mean, it would be a whole other debate. And then it would turn into a Trump issue. He didn't want to deal with it. So he said, you know what, if you don't know, I'm not going to explain it. And I found that interesting because I also got an email this week from a young lady. I don't know how old she is, but she's old enough that either her parents or her grandparents, they fled here to America during the time of Hitler. If they would have never escaped, they probably would have been murdered. Now, when the guy said, go ahead and get in that boxcar, what he was referring to was Hitler used a boxcar, and you can actually go see it on display in Germany, where he would load the Jews up into that boxcar and bring them to concentration camps. That's what that guy meant when he said, you go ahead and get in that boxcar. Had he explained that, then they would have said, well, Trump is Hitler, because a lot of people have been comparing Trump to Hitler. Now, if you're from that era, a lot of people have been insulted by that. They're like, by you comparing Trump to Hitler, you're belittling, you're not understanding how bad Hitler was, because Trump is nowhere near Hitler. He loves the country. He's trying to help us. And here you are comparing him to Hitler. That's not me saying this. This is people that lived it. They were there. I wasn't there. I only read about it. I only was told about it from people in our family because we have German blood as well. I only heard about it. So this young, lady, maybe a little bit older than me, I don't know, writes in and she says that what she sees going on right now is similar to what Hitler did, but not from Trump. It's from the left. She said, what people don't understand when you talk about Hitler, all they seem to remember is the ending, how he annihilated a lot of lives because he wanted a pure race. He was a very hateful man, right? He did all these awful things. And that's what people seem to remember. But they don't remember how it got to that point. See, Hitler didn't just wake up one day and say, okay, I want all the Jews to be put in a boxcar and sent off. Had he done that, the people would have been able to fight. But he did it very slowly. It was a process. And one of the things he did was he convinced the people early on that let the government protect you. The first thing you're going to do is we're going to get rid of all the guns. That way nobody will be hurt. You won't be able to get robbed. Nobody will be able to come up and shoot you. We're going to protect you. Just turn in all your guns. It sounded good to a lot of people. So they did it. And a minute they turned over all their weapons, now the government can come in and do what they want because they have the weapons. Now, while all that was going on, while he was convincing the people how he was going to make society safer and better and I guess like a utopia, at school, they were brainwashing the children. They were teaching the children that if you're at home or if you're at a neighbor's house and you see certain things or you hear certain things, it's very important that you tell us. So they were teaching the children to be the ears for the government. So if you did have a family that didn't want to give up their weapons and they still had them, and a child knew this, the child thinking that they're doing the best thing for society would report that, and then the troops would go in and take their weapons. And trust me, it wasn't nice. There was consequences for that. Did the children know that was going to happen? No, they were just doing what they were taught in school. That's how it started. You turn society against itself. You work from within. And that's what this lady was saying in her letter. She's saying, I see all the chaos here. And she said, I'm fearful that it's going to go in the way of Hitler. Not meaning that people are going to wind up in concentration camps, but look at the chaos. Our country is fighting each other from within. Look at the couple in Missouri. They had these so-called peaceful protesters break in a gate into their neighborhood. They were afraid. They brought out their weapons to say, don't come here. And they're in trouble, not the protesters. And a lot of people are like, well, they weren't being crazy. They were just walking by. What we didn't see was that minutes before all that happened, that gate was not broken. They were ramming and destroying the gate to come in. And the couple was outside under their patio about to have dinner. And people were threatening them, saying that when they get in, they're going to go over there, they're going to kill them, and they're going to take over their home. So that's what made these people, they weren't crazy. They didn't say, oh, there's a group of people walking by, let's grab our guns. No, they had a reason. They were threatened. And when they broke in and started coming toward their home, they did what any of us would have done. They would have got weapons, and they stood there and they showed them, don't mess with us. And look what happened. They went right by them. But they're the ones in trouble now. Their guns were confiscated, and now they're in trouble. That's the world we live in today, that you can threaten somebody, and they don't even have to hurt you. They just have to show you that, look, don't come near me, because I will protect myself. Antagonizers don't get in trouble at all, but the ones in fear for their lives are sitting in court. They have to defend why they did that. That's America today. And it's only going to get worse. They don't like the history of slavery, so they want to go tear down all of the statues. Except that they don't know enough about the history of slavery that they're actually tearing down statues of people that think they were against slavery and they helped the slaves to be free. They were tearing down statues of Abraham Lincoln as well. He freed them. That's what you want to tear down? So that tells me they don't even know their history. That's American History 101. You should know that. You should know that the reason slavery doesn't exist today is Abraham Lincoln. And then if you listen further, you'll see that he didn't do it all by himself. There were other white people that fought to free the slaves. If you dig even deeper, you will find out that the very first slave owner in America was black. Go further back, you'll find out that it was black Africans that were selling the slaves to the Americans to come here to be slaves. They knew that. They didn't sell them just to white people. They sold them to Muslims. Muslims used black slaves as well. Whoever came there to buy them, they sold them to. But nobody knows their history here enough. They're just doing what they're told. Hate the white man. Hate this. Hate that. That's how we will get to a society where we no longer have control. They'll take our weapons if we let them, and then they'll turn them on us to make us do what they want. And I think that's what a lot of people that don't want to wear the mask, some of them are being defiant because they feel like that. They feel like, okay, so I put this mask on, what do you want me to do next? They're talking about a mandatory vaccine. I'm not going to take the vaccine. But they're talking about making it mandatory. If we don't stand up for, say, the mask, if you don't want to wear the mask and you stand up for it, then maybe they won't be able to make the vaccine mandatory. Anything that goes in your body or on your body should be a choice. No one should have the right to tell you, you must wear this. You must take this. That lady's letter really touched my heart, that I even went on the internet and found something that I shared on my Facebook. And you could go to it. You go to my Facebook and you can read it. It's basically talks about Hitler. It's very interesting. And that young lady's email really hit my heart because she is fearful of what's going on. But not because of Trump, but because of the chaos, because of these so-called peaceful protests where people are getting killed and businesses are getting burned. That's not peaceful. But then you have these sanctuary cities where they're protecting them. Oh, it's okay. It's just a form of free speech. If you're burning down my business, or you're burning down businesses in my city where I mean, I own it, but I work there. That's not peaceful. That's not free speech. That's hurting the very people that need jobs. They need to feed their family. And right now, because of this virus, a lot of people don't have work as it is. And then the ones that are blessed to have a job, you just took that from them because of your so-called free speech? Why don't we just try to understand each other and stand up for the Constitution, stand up for our rights? Because pretty soon, if we don't, there won't be any rights to be worried about. And make no mistake, for all of those that think this protest is okay, make no mistake, the government that's allowing you to do this right now is the very government that will be arresting you when they take over. When the government gets to be where they want to be, have the power that they have because you allowed this, you helped them get it, they're not going to allow your protest anymore because they got what they want. You'll be the very people that they go after. So I want you to think about that. Be careful what you're doing. Think about what you're doing. Think about it. Because if you give the government what they want right now, the power, that more power than they should have in America, you're going to be the first ones. Because you'll be protesting. Once you find out what you did, you're going to be upset. And you're going to protest again. Only this time, they will have more power. And they'll either arrest you or annihilate you. And there won't be anything you can do about it. It'll be too late. So I'm just going to leave it right there. I want to thank that lady for the email. She really got me thinking. And I just wanted to let everybody know, let's stand together. Let's stop the chaos. I'm not going to tell you to wear a mask or not to wear a mask. And at this point, we all have to wear a mask. But had we come together in the beginning, instead of ripping each other apart because we disagree about the mask, it wouldn't be being mandated. It's mandated now because of that. They saw what they could do because of that. So what else are we going to fight about that's going to give them the power to say, okay, well, now we're going to do this? So think about that. Let's get along. Let's stand united before we turn America into what, a new world order? Is that what we really want? Read up on that, guys. Go read about the Nazis. Go read about Hitler. Go read about how it started. Go read about the slavery, the history of slavery. Go read about it. And then read your Constitution while you're at it and see how wonderful America really is. Are we perfect? No. But if you leave America and go live in another country, they're not perfect either, because there is no such thing as perfect. But we're darn close to it. Do we have a lot of work? Yes. Yes, a lot of things can be better. Absolutely. I'm just going to stop right there, and I'm going to let y'all think about it. So thank you for listening, and God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. Anything and Everything with Doris is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out a few days a week, so come on back. If you have an idea for a topic, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on our social media pages by checking out all links below. Need a good laugh? Subscribe to our YouTube channel found in the links below, where you can watch our skits, video pods, and listen to our podcast all in one place. See you there. If you would like to support all that we offer, feel free to donate any amount your heart is comfortable with at paypal.me/yappystudio, or just click on the link below. Check our show notes below for all references and links mentioned. And as always, we thank you for joining us today. God bless.